Hey, Pop, you okay?
If I could piss, I'd be okay. Jesus, I'm done now. Give me your hand. Wait a goddamn minute. Stand there and stare at me.
Conklin just shot him.
Mm-hmm.
They know each other?
Sir.
It's a grudge thing?
Not as far as we can tell.
You think this is racially motivated?
Well, a dozen people heard the shots. Nobody saw anything.
What do we have on it?
Graham Waters.
Waters. All right. Well, tell him that he speaks to no one but me.
Call a press conference for 4 o'clock, and I want Waters here at 3:30. You know, someone please find Flanagan.
Oh, what up, Mo Fat?
Man robs purses from old ladies and you all. Hey, how's it going, Mo Fat? That nigga was steal teeth from a cripple, man.
You calling him a thief? And we do what?
The man steals from black people. Only reason black people steal from their own is because they terrify the white people.
Oh, man, please.
Think about it. Sherman Oaks, Burbank, Santa Monica. All scary-ass places for a brother to find himself. Now drop Mo Fat off at a Starbucks in Toluca Lake, that nigga will run like a rabbit. Soon as somebody say decaf latte. What the fuck did you do to my car?
Bobby, I take your car, Miss Jean. I turned key to my car, but nothing. James wanted to take this to school, but I don't want the kids to fight over it.
Are these clean or dirty?
All clean, senora.
You know, Maria, just once I would like to wake up and find these dishes in the cabinet.
I see, senora. No problem.
I'm starting to understand now. By your work, you're setting an example for our neighborhood. Sort of like a big brother kind of thing, right?
Yeah, you laugh, man. But you have never seen me steal from a black person ever in your life. What the hell do you think you're doing right now, man?
Waving down the bus.
Man, put your hand down, dog. Are you out of your mind? You actually expect me to get on a bus?
No, I was hoping we could push your car across town. You know why? Because we just don't do stuff like that no more.
You have no idea, do you? You have no idea why they put them great big windows on the sides of buses, do you?
Why?
One reason only. To humiliate the people of color who are reduced to riding on you.
I don't know that.
And you know you can fill the Staples Center with what you don't know.
Oh, you know the Kings are playing tonight.
You don't like hockey. The only reason you say you do is to piss me off.
Love hockey.
Cut. Prep. Moving on.
Okay, that takes us into scene 12.
I'm going to keep going in the last one.
Jamal, that's what I'm talking about. Right now.
Cap, you got a second?
Yeah, Fred, I just want to grab some coffee.
Yeah, listen, I think we need another take, buddy.
That looked pretty terrific, man.
This is going to sound strange, but is Jamal seeing a speech coach or something?
What do you mean?
Have you noticed, this is weird for a white guy to say, but have you noticed he's talking a lot less black lately?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Really? Like in this scene? I was supposed to say, don't be talking about that. And he changed it to, don't talk to me about that.
Wait a minute. You think because of that, the audience won't recognize him as being a black man? Come
on. Is there a problem, Cam?
Excuse me?
Is there a problem, Cam?
No, we don't have a problem.
I mean, because all I'm saying is it's not his character. Eddie's supposed to be the smart one, not Jamal, right? I mean, you're the expert here, but to me, it rings false.
We're going to do it one more time.
Thanks, buddy.
Everybody back to one, please. Let's do it one more time.
Jamal, darling.
Morning, Carol. Who do I have?
Hold for a minute, please. Mr. Trujillo called and canceled, but you have a walk-in, Mr. Ryan.
Send him in. Mr. Ryan,
yeah.
My name is Shaniqua Johnson. I believe we spoke last night.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to apologize about that. I haven't been getting too much sleep. My father's in a lot of pain.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
This doctor he's been seeing says he's got a urinary tract infection. And he's been taking this medicine for a month now, and he just keeps getting worse.
And he's been back to see Dr. Robinson.
Yeah. Between you and me, the man's an idiot.
Really?
Well, no offense, but the guy sees 100 patients an hour. I think his nurses are doing most of the work.
Mm. If you're unhappy, your father's welcome to see a doctor outside the network.
And if this new doctor says it's not an infection, says it's his prostate and it needs to be operated on, is that going to be covered?
Not unless Dr. Robinson offers.
What good is that going to do?
I'm sorry, there's nothing else I can do.
All right, well, you know what I can't do? I can't look at you without thinking about the 5 or 6 more qualified white men who didn't get your job.
It's time for you to go.
Now, I'm saying this because I'm really hoping that I'm wrong about you. I'm hoping that someone like yourself, someone who may have been given a helping hand, might have a little compassion for someone in a similar situation.
Carol, I need security in my office.
You know, you don't like me. That's fine. I'm a prick. My father doesn't deserve to suffer like this. He was a janitor. He struggled his whole life, saved enough to start his own company. 23 employees, all of them black, paid him equal wages when no one else was doing that. For 30 years, he worked side by side with those men, sweeping and carrying garbage. And then the city council decides to give minority-owned companies preference in city contracts. And overnight, my father loses everything. His business, his home, his wife, everything. But not once does he blame you people. And I'm not asking you to help me. I'm asking that you do this small thing for a man who lost everything so people like yourself could reap the benefits. And do you know what it's going to cost you? Nothing. Just a flick of your pen.
Your father sounds like a good man. And if he'd come in here today, I probably would have approved this request. But he didn't come in. You did. And for his sake, it's a real shame. Get him the hell out of my office.
Sir, I spoke to our employee and he told you needed to replace or repair the door.
He say he fixed the lock. You come here, see how fixed it is. I am not yelling, I'm upset. Yes, I am.
Are you all right?
Shirinju, stop washing. Insurance must take picture, okay? Yes.
Look what they wrote. They think we're Arab.
You come see my store.
When did Persian become Arab?
I want his name. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I want his name.
Dad.
Give me his name.
Dad.
I'm not giving you his name, sir.
Dad, did I take the gun?
Not fix my luck. I want his name.
Baba.
I'm going to hang up now, sir.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
在线英语听力是 感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.teamroom.com。